you know, some of us have a gift, different gifts, you know, by the Holy Spirit. And some of the gifts are just hard to believe. I had no idea when I saw the Shekinah glory, I had no idea what I was getting into. But praise God, I can see through this thing. I mean, there's always something deeper. I mean, we know all things in Christ, and He's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness down here, but there's other dimensions, you know. And let me just say this. Let me give you a few examples of when you really get into deep meditation on the truth and the Holy Spirit is teaching you, you really see deeper things. And the fractal, holographic type and shadow is every dimension. In other words, if I was to put on the screen, on my computer screen or my phone screen or whatever, a storyline, I'll give you a few examples to maybe help you understand. Let's say I draw on my phone screen a storyline, then I send it, hit the send button. I actually don't even need to send the button, hit the send button. I can just gaze upon it. But anyway, what you write in the 2D appears in the 3D and the 5D. And you might say, what do you mean the 5D? I'll give you an example. So in 2017, I was watching all the different series that I could watch because I was picking up deep spiritual truths by just watching the series. And I know that's hard to believe, but there's nothing outside the Bible. Anybody that writes a script, it has to be inside the Bible because God has a script and man can't think outside of God. So I watched the one series I watched was the Twilight Zone. I don't know if it was the new one or the old one, but I watched all the Twilight Zone. And at the very beginning of the Twilight Zone, there was this image, a smoke image or some kind of cloud or something. I can't remember. Maybe a spiral. I can't remember now what the image was. But I watched that series, I mean, like one right after the other. I might watch five in one night because I was just decoding as much as I could, you know. I was decoding this reality. And so what usually happens is when you're gazing upon something or you're thinking about something, it's a copy machine. We're in a copy machine, and it's a fractal holographic projection, right, at every level. And so what usually happens is when I watch a series or something, it appears in 3D, like somebody will say something or somebody will show up or whatever. But what happened on this occasion, because I was watching it late at night, and there was I think after I watched it like 4 hours, I kept seeing the same introduction over and over. I might have watched 8 episodes, I can't remember. But I kept seeing the same introduction over and over. So I was tired, so I went to lay down and go to sleep. And I got woken up by that light outside my window. The light that I saw, the introduction, the image, the smoke, the light, the spiral, whatever it was, actually, it woke me up. It was outside my window. It was spiraling outside my window. And I thought, what is that? That's the same image that I was watching, the Twilight Zone, at my window, on my window. I was like, what is this? I was in shock. And then one time, I was painting a picture, trying to learn to paint. So I painted this picture of this woman, and I painted her hair, and I didn't like it. So I painted her blue hair. It was on a 2D surface on a painting. I spent a few hours, 2 or 3 hours, messing with it because I was trying to teach myself how to paint. So I went to work the next day, and an employee came in, and she had dyed her hair blue. She had dyed her hair blue. Okay, this happens all the time now, almost every hour in my life if I pay attention to it. But so because okay, so let me try to think of another example. Here's another example. So I was, this is right after I saw the Shekinah Glory, not too long after, but like within 10 months. I was driving a company van and I was recording a message and I pointed in the mirror. I pointed in the mirror or pointed out in front of me when I was recording a video. And by pointing in the mirror or pointing out in front of me, I can't remember if I pointed in the mirror or out in front of me. I was pointing my finger. And so I had to go pick some people up at the airport in the company van. And it was like four or five people in the car. And somebody behind me, I looked in the rearview mirror and she said something and she pointed her finger at me. Exactly the way I was doing it. There's another situation that happened. I was actually on my domain registration page, and I was looking at the domain and trying to figure out how to get it all lined up and all for my domain name, you know, www.blahblahblah.com, right? So as I was pulling up their page, the guy on the screen actually moved. It moved. I'm not on drugs. I'm telling you, the guy moved. And he was in the same, as I was sitting in my chair, looking at the domain, the guy was doing the exact same thing. And I'm telling you, it happened. It really happened. And it shocked me. I was like, did I just see that guy move like an animated image? Now it could have been a glitch in the program, or it could have been what's that programming language where they have animations. But I said, did they animate this screen? I actually asked myself, I said, have they actually animated the screen? This static screen, have they put animation on it? It was, the guy did, he was sitting there just like I was and moving the same way I just moved, as a mirror, as an image. I was like, what just happened? This is bizarro land. This is bizarro land. And it happens every day. And I could actually record it the next 24 hours and probably the same stuff I'm talking about now. I'll scroll up. I mean, it happens to me every day. It happens to me every day. The very thing I'm talking about, somebody will be talking about tomorrow. It's so hard. It's so off the roof. I know it's hard to believe. So what I finally came to the conclusion after about 7 years of that insanity, it's total insanity. Because when you wake up to what you're in, it blows your mind. So here's what you're in. I haven't been drinking. I haven't been doing drugs. I'm telling you what you're in. And whether you accept it or not, it's on you. It's your choice. There's a movie called Never Ending Story. And the guy was reading the book. And she said, call out my name, call out my name. And the guy in storybook, the story, the book, the guy looked over and he says, why don't he call out your name? She said, well, he doesn't believe that this is real. He doesn't believe that he has the power. So the guy's in 3D reading a storyline, a storybook, a 2D book. And actually that 2D book was the movie playing out, the world that was playing out in front of him. And the very things that he was reading and thinking and saying was appearing in the book. In other words, what I'm trying to tell you is you have a script. And when you step into the spirit walk at a higher level, the script can be manipulated. Now, there's a base script, there's God's script, and he's got a calling for your life. But I'm telling you, when you really step into a spirit walk mindset where you put no confidence in this world, no confidence in yourself, in human. You're just confident in God. You're just walking by faith. When you really step into that, what happens is your thoughts, your spirit mind, which is the mind of Christ, your spirit mind is writing into the script. So this is why he says in the book of John, he says, whatever you need, God's going to take care of it. And actually, as you're thinking about it, it's happening. Watch the never-ending story. That's what you're in. And not only is it a never-ending story, it's a fractal, holographic, multidimensional, never-ending story. And so what you're thinking right now has to appear in the hologram. And if you cut off the noise, this is what I'm talking about if you get focused. If you cut off the noise, people trying to put thoughts in your mind, and you start to meditate, and you set your goals, and you focus, it's going to appear. I'll tell you, last week, I was thinking, I got to get in that other rental. Man, I got to remodel that thing. I got to, and said, I got to get him out of there. But I didn't want to kick him out. I wanted him to get out on his own. A week and a half later, he called me and says, I'm moving in 30 days. I'm gonna pay you, but I'll be out in 30 days. So he paid me, and that was like Friday, this last Friday, I think. Thursday or Friday? Friday, he paid me Friday. And then 2 days later, which is Sunday, which is right today, right now, he texts me early, oh no, Saturday he texts me, he says, hey, I've moved out, I'm out, can I meet you tomorrow? So this morning he met me, and I met him, and he got all the stuff out, and I went over there and cleaned it, so that, and the very thing I was thinking happened. Big stuff starting to happen. When you really get focused, big stuff, yeah, small stuff, you know, girl painting her hair blue, or you seeing some kind of image, and that, see, these images appeared, and it felt like a supernatural experience, and it had to be supernatural, because nothing else is going to match that of reflect back. So it's a copy machine, so it had to appear supernaturally. So if you think stuff that's outside your average routine, it's going to have to appear supernaturally, because you're writing in the script. And it's happening to you whether you know it or not. And the reason you don't see it is because you don't remember your thoughts. And you've got too much noise. You've got too many people talking to you and putting thoughts in your mind. That's why you don't see it. But it's a fractal, holographic, reflection, repeat, storyline, script. And believe me, it's stranger. Truth is stranger than fiction. But fiction is actually a little view. Fiction is actually just a view into what's real. God is more powerful than you can even think, to be honest, what I'm saying.